Blog Talk Radio.
Today's episode, we will be talking about our new products that help with chakra cleaning and clearing. But before we get started, we have a message from our sponsor, Audible.com.
Happy New Day, everyone. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/soulsolution.
And also for those that are new to our show, we offer many energetic cleaning and clearing services as well as products. We have group DNA activation sessions every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard. And you can visit DNAReplicate.com or FreeYourMindToShine.com to learn more and to sign up. Also, we have other services such as advanced soul clearings, property clearings, Akashic record readings, energetic attunements, soul translation reports, human design readings, and more. So please visit our websites, DNAReplicate.com and FreeYourMindToShine.com to learn more. We also have products available on those websites as well, our frequency waters, our frequency mats, triangle mats, and many, many more. Also, we have our new YouTube channel, which is up and running for Soul Solution Food for the Soul Radio. You can go to Laota, L-A-O-T-A, of the Sun, O-F-T-H-E-S-U-N, on YouTube to get to our channel and subscribe and listen to the archive shows that you may have missed. And last, we have an event coming up August 28th through the 30th in Fort Myers, Florida. It's the Quantum Light Clearing Class, and you can also visit DNAReplicate.com to find out more about that and see what prerequisites you'll need if you would like to attend. And now we will bring on our host, Ms. Laota Rasul, who will give us the book of the week and get started with our show. Ms. Laota, are you there?
I am. Thank you, Asiya.
You're welcome.
Greetings and salutations in Lakesh, everyone. We're having a very rainy day where I live. However, hopefully it won't interrupt our electronic communication with you. Today, I want to bring forward this book by Eckhart Tolle, The New Earth, Awakening to Your Life's Purpose. This is a really excellent book, and so many people call and ask us about their life's purpose. This book would be a great addition to anyone's library. What is said about this book is that humanity now, perhaps more than at any of the other previous times, has an opportunity to create a new, saner, more loving world. This will involve a radical inner leap, current egoic consciousness, to an entirely new one. In illuminating the nature of this shift in consciousness, Tolle describes in detail how our current ego-based state of consciousness operates. Then gently and in a very practical terms, he leads us to new consciousness. We will come to experience who we are truly and learn to live and breathe freely. So I think this is an excellent book to add to your repertoire of valuable information in your arsenal of light. I hope everyone will enjoy this, and we invite everyone to call in and join in the conversation today. We're going to be discussing chakra illumination, what we are currently doing at DNAReplicate.com, and some new things that are coming forward that you'll be seeing on the website this week. So I hope you all will join in the conversation, and it's also open to anyone who has other questions that are relevant to what the show is about. So today, as you already saw, or you all know, and Asiya shared with us about the show is really about our new product. But before we get into this idea of a new therapeutic system for our chakras, I want to talk about what we already are currently doing and give you a little bit more depth about it. Currently, whenever anyone gets an advanced soul clearing, they do experience a shamanic practice called chakra illumination. And in chakra illumination, what we do is we illuminate through the ultraviolet range all of the colors of all of the energy vortexes that are in your chakra system. And this is a cleaning process that gives you more energy and creates a better environment for you to be able to move away from emotional debris that has accumulated and polluted from the past. And before I start, I know we have someone who's calling in, so we're going to go ahead and take the caller and see where that takes us, and then we'll start talking about it. I see it. Can we have
area
a caller?
Code, area code 646, last four digits 8902. Your mic is unmuted.
Peace.
Please, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. It was interesting when I heard the phone say that I'm in a queue. I'm not even sure what I did and I didn't mean to do it.
Well, we're glad that you're listening. We're glad that you're listening. And when you push the button one, it automatically puts you in the queue. So
if you
touched one by accident, you ended up in the queue, but we won't put you on the spot.
Oh, wow.
So now if you have questions later, you know how to come on and we'll be able to see and hear you then, okay?
Thank you so much.
All righty.
All righty.
Okay, I see you. So we're going to get back to the idea of chakra cleaning and illumination and what happens. I want to talk a little bit about what we currently have, and I've already mentioned that whenever anyone comes to DNA Replicate and they involve themselves in an advanced soul clearing, part of what they get is chakra illumination. They also get anger sphere extraction. They also get cords cut, all of the things that are large burdens to us because of our emotional misunderstandings in our lives. So this is something that's currently done. We also have a product called Energy Vortexes, which is a frequency water. And what it does is it cleans the chakras, it repairs damage that's caused by negative emotions that are clogging the efficient functioning of each of these energy vortexes or energy centers. And it removes accumulated debris and helps strengthen the organs associated with each chakra, producing better health. And we have had many practitioners who are professional practitioners working with other people are using these frequency waters, energy vortex, and one of them had this to say about it. She says, energy vortexes immediately move along the outer rim of the chakra system to clean and energize the chakras, then moves along the outer rim of the vortexes, cleaning and eliminating emotional buildup. And this is ideal to use after chakra illumination to maintain a healthy, balanced chakra. And that was shared by Ellie Stewart, who's an advanced practitioner who's in Chicago, and she shared that in 2014 concerning energy vortexes. Well, we have a new product that's called Chakra Illumination Therapy, and it's a bath therapy. And one of the things that we often recommend is that when a person has their chakras illuminated, if the chakras are weak or are congested, we always recommend that they wear certain colors, like they might need to wear red panties or a green bra or a yellow T-shirt or something like that so that they can get the full vitality from the ultraviolet range. We also often recommend that you eat foods that have the same colors in them, but make sure the colors all the way through. So instead of eating an apple, you'd eat a beet, you'd eat a blueberry, you know, you'd eat spaghetti squash, or you'd eat butternut squash. You'd eat something that was thoroughly that color all the way through to help put the range and those frequencies of power into your luminous field. So what we have now, and what you will see on our website, not today, but in the next few days before the weekend, you'll see that we have Chakra Illumination Bath Therapy. And what this is Dead Sea salt with the infusion of energy vortex frequencies in a color, a strong color of each chakra, and every chakra has a different color. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the emotions and what's happening with the chakras, and I'll answer any questions if anyone has any. Hopefully I'll cover things if we don't have any callers. Root chakra, which is red, and it's positioned in our body at the coccyx. And what happens in our anatomy surrounding the root chakra is that this particular chakra supports the base of the spine, the legs, the bones, the feet, the rectum, and the immune system. And its energies have to do with physical family, group safety, group security, the ability to provide for life's necessities, the ability to stand up for oneself, the idea of feeling at home, the position we have socially and in the family law and order. The will to live is in that root chakra. Life energy, vitality, and survival. Grounding and centering and security takes place there. And when we say that someone is courageous, we're really speaking about the type of energy they have in their root chakra at the level of confidence. There's an awareness of the body's needs and the need to cater to them that's in that root chakra. There's also what we call nurture and sustain self and others lovingly. So this is when we're holding, having children and holding babies and protecting our children. It's from the root chakra. There's this idea of stamina, like long-distance runners or athletes, and tenacity is in the root chakra. And the idea of living harmoniously on the earth is in the root chakra, along with vitality. And what happens in our daily experiences whenever any of these things are in confusion, or whenever we have negative emotions that are in conflict with these, those energies, that energy center becomes congested with debris, and it looks like oil, like what we see when oil slicks happen in the ocean. When I'm going in and doing a chakra illumination, it looks to me in many cases like that kind of sludge and thick, black, sticky kind of energy. And that's what, during the chakra illumination, that's what we combust. And also the energy vortex is used for the maintenance of that. During the illumination, if you were having issues in your root chakra, as we do the illumination, we bring in from the ultraviolet range the intense red energy that energizes and charges up that area. And even as I'm speaking about it, I know some of you can feel it because it's very visceral. And just thinking of the color red will give you some of the feelings I've just mentioned. So if you'd like to follow along with me, we're going to talk about the next chakra, which is your sexual chakra, and it's orange, and it's in the pubic area. And this, in terms of anatomy, this includes your sexual organs, your large intestine, your lower vertebrae, your pelvis, your appendix, your bladder, and your hip area. And the energies that are associated with this area are the quality of creative energy, the giving and receiving of physical pleasure, creativity and inspiration, sexual trust, ease, and openness with sex, sex drive, sensuality, power and control, ethics, honor in relationships, ability to easily manifest money, deep desires and invigoration of yourself and others. So this is really the place from which we heal other people and the place from which we have our base of power and control. And in many cases, these areas are often compromised because of the idea of ethics and honor and relationships, because much of that is not taught anywhere in our cultural environment. So often people have issues in that area and in those accompanying organs, bladder, appendix, pelvis, lower vertebrae, large intestine, and hip area. The next chakra, moving up, is our solar plex, and this color is bright yellow. And the solar plex is, in terms of anatomy, is in the area of the abdomen, the stomach, the upper intestine, the liver, the gallbladder, the kidney, the pancreas, the adrenal glands, the spleen, and the mid-spinal region. And the energies that are associated with this, and again, I'd like you to kind of follow along and see the color, the bright color yellow in your inner mind, because if you do that as we talk about the emotions, you may get a little chakra illumination on the radio today. The emotions are emotional stability and balance, emotional openness, general health, body, mind, and spirit. Attention one pays to their health has everything to do with the solar plex chakra. And trust. self-empowerment, power to enact, self-esteem, confidence, and respect. And I'll give you a little example. When I was, this has happened many times in my life, but I can remember as a little girl someone saying something to me at school, and it made me feel like I got kicked in my stomach, and it had to do with my self-esteem, my self-confidence, and my self-respect. And that is an example of how we start to accumulate congestion in those areas. When we feel something in those chakras that is unpleasant, we have probably just experienced a negative emotion, and it has congested that area, and there is a physical response to it, although many of us are so bombarded with these kinds of responses that we become numb to them. But you may all remember at some point when you were young when something happened and you felt that. So that's your solar plex. This is where we, the emotions and the energy surrounding this, where we care for oneself, we care for others. We're responsible for making decisions from that position. So, of course, our decisions have everything to do with our self-confidence and our respect, our personal honor, and our flexibility to be open and to change. This is where right and left brain balance is in the solar plexus, in the flow with the surroundings. This is where enthusiastic and behavior and full vitality are shown. And you're able to recharge and revitalize. This is where tolerance and acceptance of others is. So I hope everyone who's on the listening now and on archive, that you'll go through this list with us and, you know, look at bright red inside your mind's eye or on the computer screen or at some fruit and bright orange, and now we're talking about yellow. Just thinking of these colors, wearing these colors, and eating these colors will help you. Our new therapy is so that you submerge your whole body in these intense colors to accelerate the healing. So that's what we're bringing forward, along with the frequency water of energy vortex. So if we don't have anyone calling in, I'm going to continue. And the next chakra would be the heart chakra, which is green. And its anatomy has everything to do with our circulation, our lungs, our shoulders, and our arms are associated with the heart chakra, our rib cage, our breast, our diaphragm, and the thymus gland is associated with the heart chakra. And any solidly all the way through green vegetables, you know, kale, green beans, anything like that would be the right food, and anything in that family of colors to wear, not drab green, but closer to the emerald green and the brighter green would be good to wear to invigorate these chakras. And that will help along with the energy vortex water. So the energies associated with the heart are the capacity to give and receive love, the idea of leading with your heart rather than with your head, acceptance, tenderness, and compassion, self-responsibility, commitment, and interrelatedness. This is also the area where hope and trust reside. Positive, intuitive, positive attitude, and accomplishing things resides in the heart. Blending of physical and spiritual, and the alignment of divine love. Trust in one's own heart, know and trust feelings, joy of living, open to all possibilities, living in the now, and tranquility. And there's a great deal more known about the energy of the heart and how it connects us to the greater cosmos and is really an electromagnetic beacon when it is operating properly, clean and clear. There's a great deal more that we could say about this, but we'll move on because that's not really our topic today. I'm going to do one more before our commercial. And we're going to talk about the throat chakra, which is blue. And it is associated with the physical areas of the thyroid, the trachea, the neck vertebrae, the mouth, the teeth, the gums, the esophagus, parathyroid, and the hypothalamus. So now we're moving to the upper chakras from the neck and above, and this has to do with your choice and strength of will, your strong self-image, personal expression, following your own dream, using personal power to create clear communication, communication powerfully based on the self. So when that throat chakra is vibrating out of the intense blue and it's strong and healthy, we know that this person is communicating. When they speak, they're speaking their self-truth. And this is where inspiration to others via communication comes in, and we see that brilliant blue of that chakra working. I often tell people it's also a good idea to wear a blue scarf if you're having issues with the throat chakra, if you've been not speaking up for on your own behalf, or if you've been silent and watching and not communicating, then definitely blue is in order. Eat blueberries, wear the blue scarf, get in the blue bath, you know, do the things that will give you that frequency range and that power that will prompt you into these energies of loving expression. You know, when you tell someone how much you love them, speaking from the heart, communication with your inner self, the intimate expression of your own voice inside your own head, communication of self through life work. So if the work that you do is a healer, or if the work that you do is an artist, whatever that work is, you know, it's sacred work, and do it as if you were a priest or a high priestess. This is communicate through yourself, through the purity of your own work. Communication of truth and the truthful. And it also allows for silence, comfortable silence, where that area is not overactivated, which many people through nervousness or through ego or because of a whole proudness, a whole variety of things, are unable to be silent. So there's this balance there of this comfortability with silence. There's loyalty associated with that throat chakra and a reliability, like you can really count on the person to do what they say they're going to do. Problem solving happens through that throat chakra as well, and through the blue color, inductive and deductive reasoning, because now we're in the upper chakras. And I think it's almost time for us to take our first commercial break, and we'll come back and see if we have anyone who would like to talk to us about this today.
Soul Solution Food for the Soul Radio is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/soulsolution, you get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of service.
We don't have any callers yet.
Okay, well, we're going to continue because we actually have quite a bit to talk about, so that everyone will have a clear understanding of what the chakras are, how they work, what they're associated with, what energies that can be brought in if the chakras are clean and working properly, and what energies are compromised when the chakras are full of emotional debris. So the next chakra would be the brow chakra, that's sometimes called the third eye, and its color is indigo. And that's a very interesting color that's kind of blue and kind of purple. It's between the throat chakra and the crown chakra, which is violet, and the throat chakra, which is blue, and it's a combination of those colors. And it is the forehead that is the place where this chakra is working. And one of the things that everyone can do, if you'd like to see your chakras, you can try this. It works very well every time I've ever done it. You can go into a darkened room or be with someone in a darkened room and stand against a plain wall with the lights down, and then just sit quietly and look at those, where those energy centers should be, and you may start seeing movement. So you can actually, even though these are in the unseen, they can be seen. And you can actually see these. It might take about 10 minutes of just sitting. You know, somebody sit on the couch, somebody stand against the wall. You can do this in a group. It's something you can do many people together. I've done it with children and adults. And then you can see the energy vortexes. You can see what direction they move in. You can see what they look like. And some people can see the colors. Some people can see it without colors. So you might want to try that. It's a simple process that will allow you to see the reality of the fact that you're receiving energy from the galactic center coming down into, from the top of your head into your body to animate you and to allow you to associate and understand and ingest all of the things going on around you and to affect all the things going on around you. So the brow chakra is associated with our brain, our nervous system, our eyes, our ears, our nose, pineal gland, and the pituitary gland. And this has to do with the energies of self-evaluation, truth, clear vision, connection to the universe, truth and aligned in an aligned way with your own personal truth, because there's truth at many aspects. This has to do with your intellectual abilities and feelings of adequacy, your openness to others' ideas and the ability to learn from experience. It has to do with emotional intelligence, psychic and telepathic intuitive understanding. It has to do with being able to expand your viewpoint to the execution of inspiration through vision. This is a way to, this, the energies have to do with the focus of your life, your personal priorities, and the support ideals that you live by. This is an area of self-introspection, insight, and this is where you can recall past lives, or you can, this is the point at which you move into the Akashic Records or the Universal Records. So the color indigo is probably most easily found if you look it up on the internet, because there are very few things that I have seen that are actually indigo colored. But there are some foods that represent that color, which is like purple cabbage is one of them that represents that color that you can eat. That will give you that, but you can also Google that color on the website and look and, or close your eyes and imagine the color between blue and violet. And that will bring you into that energy, and the energy itself will illuminate you to some extent without anything else. So this is a way for you to, you know, wear these colors, think these colors, eat these colors, and look at these colors if you can. And that will help you clean and get rid of some of the debris in the chakra system. The final one that we're going to talk about today is the crown chakra, and its color is violet. And this is at the crown or the very top of your head, and to do physically with your muscular system, your skeletal system, and your skin. And the energies that it's associated with are the ability to trust life, values, ethics, courage, being a humanitarian. And it's so funny, there's a quote I often see that humans are not often humane. So that's in that chakra, this idea of being a human or a humane human. And selflessness, faith and inspiration, spirituality and devotion. This is the energy of connection with the divine creator. You can tap into divine wisdom and understanding from the crown chakra. This is where peaceful, harmonious, and serene experiences resonate. And this is where it's easy to achieve a state of meditation from the crown chakra. And it's empowered energetically to allow divine light in. and strong interrelationships between your high self and the personality to bring you into a congruency, an idea of living in purpose. And we can talk a little bit about the colors as well, because the colors resonate with a variety of different things too. So you've got kind of an overview of what the chakra system, how it affects in different ways. But there's also some other things that are interesting, because there's musical notes, there's other influences, there's physiological influences, and there's a variety of other emotional effects that can be helped by each color. So I'll share some of those with you. I don't think I'll do the musical ones, but I will talk about some of the emotional effects. With violet, one of the emotional effects is it helps to control irritability, has a tranquilizing effect on nervous disorders, and enhances meditation. So that would mean that if you could eat, wear, look at, or be in harmony with the frequencies of light or violet, those are things that you could experience. Also, with indigo, some of the effects are from that color, just looking at it, wearing it, eating it, would be anti-inflammatory, astringent, sedative. Indigo encourages inspiration and intuition. So if you need to be inspired, you can, you know, have that color surrounding you, and in your experience, that will be very helpful to do that. Blue color is, again, another one, anti-inflammatory. It aids communication on both the physical and the spiritual levels, and it encourages peace. It is also helpful in the initial stages of infection. So if your body has got an infection and you have blue, that's a very good color to wear to help you speed through the infection or even get rid of it. Also, I'm looking now at green, and it has so many physiological effects. It elevates the blood histamine, it increases the dilation of the blood vessels, and it contracts the smooth muscles, and also mediates inflammation, reduces allergic reactions to food, and diminishes sensitivity to sodium glutamate as a food additive. So if you got a hold of some MSG in your food and you have the color green or eat some green foods, this will help inhibit and release the histamines from the cells. And there have even been, there's science to back up the fact that it will stabilize the cells and reduce the length of severity and distress from any gastrointestinal disorders, diarrhea, eczema. It produces, that color blue produces chemicals that enhance eyesight and visual acuity. Even during surgery, the exposed body tissue is surgically green, a color that replenishes and assists the doctor's vision, builds muscles, bones, and other tissues, and dilates capillaries and produces a sense of warmth. Green acts as a disinfectant and a purifier. So these colors are very important, and you can imagine that if you bathe in these colors 2 or 3 times a week, once a month, to increase the vitality of the energy of the ultraviolet realm into these energy vortexes, that you could have stronger spiritual and stronger physical experiences in life. And yellow. Yellow is the first color a person sees, as vision occurs most rapidly in the presence of yellow. Even though it is the most complex color for the brain to process, when combined with black, it induces one to take caution and prepares one for flight, or stimulates the flare-up of allergies, activates the motor nerves, and generates energy for the muscles. It has the potency of both green and red vibrations. and helps to eliminate worms, parasites. It stimulates the flow of bowel and can act as a laxative and aid in digestion. On a short-term basis, it helps to build nerves, strengthens the nervous system, and stimulates and cleans the liver, skin, and the intestines. Purifies the bloodstream and activates the lymphatic spleen and strengthens the hormonal system. So this is pretty spectacular. The science of color therapy is well proven, and it has been around for many, many years, and is a very effective way for us to improve our health, our psychic health, and our physical health. So, Asiya, we're well into the show now, and we haven't heard from you any. I'd like to know if you have any thoughts or comments before we get to the end of the show.
Well, I don't have any questions, but I think that this was a timely topic to talk about, as always, because I think it was 2 days ago I found myself in the kitchen cutting up like 4 different types of peppers, like different color peppers, and I actually told someone right afterwards that it was a therapy for me, and I like to use different color foods and be in the kitchen and just prepare food, even if I'm not going to cook at that time. I like to prepare it, and it is a very soothing and therapeutic thing for me to do that I didn't recognize as that until like really a couple of days ago, at least on that level. So I just thought that I think that this topic today is definitely right on time to give me more clarity on something that I've been doing kind of like unconsciously for a while now. And yeah, that's pretty much my my comment on that.
Well, it's very interesting because, of course, we're prompted by what our body needs. So even the shopping for colorful vegetables to chop up, then the process of being together with them for an extended period of time is an excellent example of how our bodies seek out what they need. You're seeking the colors. So if you find yourself wanting something bright colored, and most of the people, when you see these new, the new chakra therapy, the bath, chakra illumination bath therapy, they're so beautiful. They're bright colors. I think you've seen them, haven't you, Asiya? They're very bright colors, and they kind of remind you of those ideas of the colored peppers.
Yes, I've seen them. I touched them, too.
And that's kind of funny that you say that, because everybody who sees them wants to touch them because they want that color in them or around them or by them. So this is one way for you to get it. And we've been getting extremely good results back from people who've been using them, although many people do find themselves completely knocked out, like they end up sleeping for a long time after, because once you submerge your whole body in the color, you get it at such an intense level that your body needs time to integrate it. So you may find that you rest more deeply and more fully after these chakra illumination bath products after you have them. So we're at the point now where we're talking about the color orange, and I want to tell you what the physiological effects are. The physiological effects of orange are that it increases appetite. It slows the rate of blood flow, it induces lactation, and it increases the potential for sleep. It stimulates energy and creativity, and it works as a cohesive atomic force, speeding the growth of plants, for example, and stimulating the thyroid. It depresses the parathyroid, and it expands the lungs. It reduces muscle spasms, and it aids in calcium metabolism. It increases pulse rate and acts in a way that it stimulates milk production in new mothers. So if they wear orange, that's if you know anyone who's nursing and having a hard time, you might want to tell them to to wear orange and to eat orange food. It acts on the spleen and the pancreas and on disorders of the lungs and kidneys. It also stimulates assimilation and circulation and is a respiratory stimulant. Orange strengthens the etheric body and acts as a shock absorber for the past and present occurrences. It also cleanses the aura. So orange is very powerful, and we all need plenty of orange in our lives. I also often recommend orange for people who want to make money, because money comes often from the energy of that chakra being satisfied with plenty of orange color. And I don't know if any of you have ever seen spoon bending, but I used to teach people how to bend spoons. And that's the color we use for bending spoons. That's the color that you use mentally so that you have the strength to bend the spoon into a knot. So that's a very interesting topic, and we may talk about that one day, some of those fun things to do with color. So the final color, now we're back at the base chakra, and the final color we're talking about now, the physiological effects of red. And it stimulates the sensory nerve. It's beneficial to all of the physical senses. It arouses the parasympathetic nervous system. It stimulates blood circulation and sparks a chemical signal that goes from the pituitary to the adrenal, releasing adrenaline. And this is fantastic because this is what you need when you're in a situation where you need more power. This produces metabolic and anatomical nervous effects. And the nervous system takes over and the reactions become automatic. This is also very sensitive to the taste bud and in the improved appetite. It also heightens the sense of smell. And it's an attraction to the yellow-based reds in males and to the blue-based reds in females, which has to do with your hemoglobin. So some people who have yellow-based reds, males who have that, will be attracted to the blue-based reds in the females because of the type of hemoglobin they have. And it activates the blood circulation, vitalizes and energizes the liver and the muscles and the left hemisphere of the brain, and stimulates the cerebellum fluid and acts as a muscle relaxant for accumulated crystals that are in the body and that are a catalyst for ionization. The red ray splits the crystals that are in the body and releases them as heat. So that's a very interesting kind of understanding about the red energy. But we do know that we do associate red with fire, red with fire trucks, and red with energy. So all of these things are in our mass consciousness as really truthful, and we've got just ahead a very good physiological explanation for it. Well, now I'm going to share with you, we're at the final time of our session today, I'm going to share with you a little bit about what we have or what you will be seeing on the website about this chakra illumination bath therapy. What we're going to do is offer the bath therapy in three sizes, and if you buy the larger size, you'll get the energy vortex frequency water for free, and you'll be able to use it weekly to decongest your chakras, because even though it's like everything else, even though we clean the chakras, they're illuminated, they're working, you're looking at colors, until you have mastered your emotions, they'll need cleaning at least every week until you're at the point where you're detached enough from daily activities and experiences where you don't, your emotions are not such that they hamper the energy that's in your vortexes. So the emotional negative energy pollution that penetrates our body's energy field slowly shuts down our energy centers, causing our chakras to need cleaning and revitalization through colors of the ultraviolet spectrum, light spectrum. So this chakra illumination bath therapy adds the physical therapeutic colors, and then we add that with the spiritual frequencies of energy vortex. It's already added to the sea salt, the dead sea salt. It's already added in it, and so every time you'll get a very powerful jolt of color and cleaning in these 20-minute baths. I really think these are greatly beneficial to maintain a healthy balance with your energy vortexes and chakra systems in your body. And we're going to have them, I think, in size. I think we've got 4 ounces, 16 ounces, and 32 ounces. And we're recommending that people use them at least 3 times a week. Do not mix the colors, to have each color in its purity, and to submerge the whole body in it, and then to relax and allow yourself to, it's like a therapy treatment at home where you can use the ultraviolet frequencies that are coming in through color to heal yourself. So this is the first time we've done this in such a complete way, but we, during the advanced soul clearings, it is very clear that even when a person has had soul clearings and has had their chakras illuminated, that they cannot stay without pollution until we learn how to not have our feelings hurt. Or as I described earlier, when I was a little girl, I felt like I was kicked in the stomach, or I was feeling some level of disappointment or sadness because of some event or some activity that someone else had to say. Until we can disconnect ourselves from what others are saying and doing in such a way that it affects us negatively, we will need to have a therapy like this to replace what comes in from the universe automatically. So I'm very happy to introduce this. I think that this is going to be very helpful for so many people who want to make more progress more swiftly, and this will give you more than wearing the T-shirt or the underwear. It'll give you more than eating the color, because your entire body, everything but your nose, can be in the water. You know, so you'll have over 95% of your body can be in the water for 20 minutes at one time, absorbing these colors on a regular basis, and it will give you that spectrum. When I was learning early on to be a healer, I learned how to heal with the ultraviolet spectrum. As a healer, there's an entire healing system that's taught by about using these colors. And it's a very effective and powerful way to heal, and much more so when you have it in your own home and you can use it as your prompt. It's just as Athea was saying, she was cutting up all the peppers. She may have been prompted, and I'll have to ask her if she was prompted when she was in the store, like, oh, yeah, I want to eat those, or if she went to the store because she was prompted to, yeah, let me go get some colored. Either way, it's her intelligence moving her towards the colors that she needs. And I did the same thing, too. I want to share with you, I ate something with pineapple and yellow peppers and orange peppers and red peppers in it myself recently, and it was just, I just really enjoyed eating the color, ingesting that form of energy in a way that I could feel it enter my body. So I would encourage everyone to sit quietly with these colors and feel what you feel when you think of it, when you look at it, when you eat it, when you wear it, and especially when you bathe in it. So we're pretty much at the end of our time today. If we don't have any more questions, we're going to go ahead and have our final commercial.
We don't have any questions at the moment, but if there's anyone who would like to ask a question, please press 1 on your phone. Oh, we have a caller now. We're going to do our commercial, and then we'll take area code 773.
Soul Solution Food for the Soul Radio is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/soulsolution, you get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of service.
All right, so we actually have two 773 area codes. So the first one is going to be last digits 1230, and then our last caller will be last four digits 6957. So 1230, your mic is unmuted.
Welcome.
Area code 773, last four digits 1230. Your mic is unmuted. Okay, so we're going to go to area code 773, last four digits 6957. Your mic is unmuted.
Hi. Hi, this is Patrice. How are you?
Oh, Patrice, in Lakesh.
Thank you. I wanted to know, is there a certain period of time that you would choose a specific color? I mean, I know you said don't mix them. So do you do just, like, if I was going to do the blue or the green, would I do it just for that week? Or, you know, how long do I focus on that one color? Or can I just say, okay, I'll do the blue in the morning and I'll do the yellow this evening?
What I would recommend, and one, I will assist you with it, but what I recommend, because your gifts are open, you're so gifted, and many people are much more gifted than they realize, I would look at the colors and see which one wants me, which one I'm resonating with, and that's the one I would do, because you can trust your body. Your body was designed in truth, and it won't lie to you, so you can... You can close your eyes and say, you know, choose the one that we need the most right now. And then open your eyes and see where, follow where your eyes go. Just pay attention. Now, you have one of them, don't you? You have one of the chakra illumination baths, don't you?
No, I don't have
any. You don't have any? You don't have any yet. I've actually sent them out. They haven't gotten on the website yet, but we have been giving them out already. And so the colors are very vibrant, and they just are, they're almost delicious. You know, people say, oh, I love those. They're just so vibrant and beautiful that if you just look at them on the website, or if you have them in the home and you look at all the colors, because all your chakras need the assistance, and you look at them, you'll know which one you need most at that moment, because you may need more than one.
Okay.
So I think that, and then in terms of the second part of your question, Latrice, was you were saying about how long? Is that what you're asking?
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't dilute them, not because there's anything wrong with diluting them, but so that you can get the full benefit of each color.
Okay.
And I would say allow your body to have the experience for 24 hours at the very least, but I'm recommending that people bathe 3 days in a row.
Okay.
In these colors, and then move on to the next color that's needed. And know that all of your chakras, you know, need the ultraviolet range.
Okay.
And I think if you did that once a month and used the energy vortex gray at the same time once a week, that you could keep your chakras working. And then all of these emotional attributes that I mentioned earlier in the show would stay balanced and not be out of balance, because for everything I mentioned, that same thing can be out of balance. Did you find the show helpful today?
I did. I loved it. I feel like I tuned in at just the right time. I thought it was a little funny that I chose to wear orange today, and I was trying to figure out why I was so hungry and so sleepy.
Well, you know, definitely stimulates the appetite and allows you to rest. That's very interesting. I think you're operating in your intuitive abilities. I think somehow you must have known we're going to be talking about bright colors today. Thank you so much, Latrice.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
All right. Our last caller, again, is area code 773, last four digits, 1230. Your mic is unmuted, and make sure your phone is unmuted. Are you there?
Right. I'm here, and my phone was muted. I apologize.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. This is Marcella. I just wanted to know, when will the products be available?
Oh, they're actually going to be on the site this week. We're just waiting for our webmaster to get them up. It'll be probably today or tomorrow. They'll be up by the weekend, and I think you're going to love them. They're just very beautiful. We're going to put them in a prominent space in the store at dnareplicate.com. They're very beautiful. They come in lovely containers, and everybody just wants to touch them. So, like Asiya was saying, I think that this is something that is a very inexpensive way for you to significantly improve how your body functions spiritually as well as physically, and it will most certainly give you clarity with your psychic gifts.
Oh,
so I'm glad
wow.
that you're looking forward to it, because many of the attributes of the colors have to do with your abilities. And
okay.
We find that many people who are following what we're the things that we've been doing over the last several years are just really kind of off the hook. Their gifts are just like Latrice, who just called, you know, they're already doing whatever we're going to talk about. You know, we're going to talk about this on the show. She didn't know about it. She's already doing it. And that can't be overlooked. So we're having a lot of wonderful things like that happen. So thank you so much for calling in. And we will have it up for you on the site by the weekend for sure. And
great.
I just
thank
didn't want
you.
To wait another week, because I think people really need to get their colors. And now that it's taken quite a while, it's taken many, many, many months to develop this product, but now that we have it, and it's really something beautiful, and I think you'll be pleased with it. And let us know, you know, call us back and
I
let us know
will.
What you think of it.
Okay.
So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Because, you know, I stopped at it wasn't a health food store, but it was a kind of, they, you know, sell incense and soap and, she told me she had some blue bars that you can put in your water, and they clean your aura.
Mm-hmm.
And I used it the other day, and I really felt the difference. I was like, wow, this is good.
The color therapy is scientifically proven. It's amazing in how effective it is, and it's something that's been around for hundreds of years, and it really does work, and it's you can get a lot of healing for a very small amount of money and very little effort on your part. So it's well worth experiencing.
Okay.
So thank you again.
You're welcome, and thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, see, if that's it, we're going to end the show.
Yes, that was our last caller.
Well, thank you so much. It's always wonderful to have you here with me, Asiya. I always feel that the things that you have to share are so pertinent, and I thought that idea of cutting up the peppers was just perfectly perfect experience of your body wanting the colors. And thank you for the callers who called in, and we pray and hope that these shows are beneficial to you and that you'll continue to listen, and we will continue to serve you in this way. And Lakesh, everyone.
Have a beautiful day.